So Tula sits next to me. So I say we start with our little Hara meditation at this connection. Okay?
Of your body, bring it back to your center. At the same time, you can watch your breath, where it comes in. Watch it, don't imagine it, or don't try to follow it, just witness it. Whenever you are mind feels overwhelmed, you can come back with the gong and continue witnessing and try to feel the vibrations of the gong at your center. Where do they reach? Where do you create echo?
Thank you.
slowly you can open your eyes, but stay in the same space as you are. Don't rush back.
Yeah, I feel a little serious today. It was the last meditation last weekend. It was very high. Monday still, I was in the space. Tuesday, and then I somehow got down to the ground. And the week was kind of exhausting for me, anstrengend. And so, I still have this a little in me, and I have the feeling I'm serious, I don't know. So I could eat a joke now, that was a good joke.
You are.
Turn this away.
Unstrengthened physically or mentally?
Again?
Unstrengthened, it was physically or mentally?
Physically. And when I have the feeling this, it's physical anstrengend, then of course the mind goes with it and brings his own self.
Okay, so time for a joke.
So we try and begin with a joke then, okay?
It's perfectly fine.
Then, okay.
Do you have something in your box?
Jukebox. Not a jukebox. Jukebox. You know a jukebox now?
For the first joke.
Did you know it before?
No, it looks so serious. looks like a script shifted from a lawyer.
I will work on it.
Animals come flying.
But the first joke, I have to say that St. Patrick is worshipped in Ireland by the Catholics for having brought Christianity to Ireland once. Two Englishmen are sat in a pub having a beer. They notice Paddy sitting across the bar and decide to relieve their boredom with a little bet. First Englishman: I bet you £20 I can get Paddy to fight me. Second Englishman: okay, you're on. The first Englishman walks over to Paddy and says, did you know St. Patrick had sex with sheep? No, I didn't, but thank you for letting me know, said Paddy. Did you know St. Patrick was the son of a whore? Whore, said the Englishman. No, sir, I did not know. That is very kind of you to let me know, replied Paddy. The Englishman was getting frustrated with Paddy's stupidity and tries one last time. Did you know that St. Patrick was gay? I didn't, sir, but I keep it in mind, said Paddy. The Englishman returns to his friend on the other side of the bar, hands over his £20, saying how utterly stupid Paddy is. The second Englishman decides he should have a go and bets his friend £40 that he can get Paddy to fight him. He goes over to Paddy and starts to taunt him. Did you know your St. Patrick was an Englishman? I do, sir, as your good friend over there just told me. Question: how do you get syphilis in your eyes?
In your eyes?
Question: how do you get syphilis in your eyes? Answer: watching too much pornography. A Serbian in Zelbe was going to Croatia. When he reached the border crossing, he was stopped and asked a few customary questions. Finally, he was asked occupation. The Serbian replies, "No, no, just a visit." Fatma is laid in bed. Just then Mucho, who is really horny, comes into the room holding a glass of water in one hand and an aspirin in the other. He is coming closer to Fatma, who is now a little confused. "What are you doing, Mucho?" Fatma asks. "I don't need any aspirin. I don't even have a headache." Mucho replies, "That's exactly what I wanted to know."
Okay.